This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, 877-881-1053 on the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line. What is the one reason that you're excited about the Mavs season? Now, it could go in any different number of directions. I'm going to tell you this. My answer, not Luka. But...
Hater. You always hated that guy.
Yep. You always want to try.
Why don't you just... What? No.
He wanted DeAndre Ayton.
No.
Yep.
I said Luka is the best player in this draft.
Who is the kid from Duke that went to the Kings?
Lefty Magoo?
Bagley.
Yeah, that's who you wanted.
Starvin Marvin Bagley.
No, not Starvin Marvin Bagley.
He's the next.
Starvin Marvin.
Danny Ferry. I don't know.
All right, so well, at least hear my answer out before you crap all over it. Mm-hmm. One reason to be excited about the Mavs season, what is yours? All right, I hope this makes sense. This roster that the Mavericks have is better than the NBA Finals team.
Is this roster better than the championship team?
Ooh, I'd have to think more about that just because of how different they are.
I think that's worth conversation for sure, because I don't know.
It's crazy that it doesn't seem that long ago, but it's a totally different sport.
Yes,
now.
Exactly.
Oh, you're right about
that,
too.
It's 14 years ago, too. Yeah.
You didn't have a player that had what Kyrie Irving has on that team by any means, let alone Luka. You had Dirk, which was very unique. So when you say better than last year's team, yes, I agree.
And that's my number one reason. Like, obviously, I understand if a lot of people say Luka. That makes all the sense in the world to me. But to me, we've seen Luka be the man and still struggle because the pieces around him were not very good. So I'm excited that this roster on paper, always got to qualify it with on paper, looks like a better roster than the team that just made it to the NBA Finals.
I agree with you there. Doesn't mean you're going to make it to the NBA Finals.
True.
But I think the great thing about this question is you could probably have seven or eight answers.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. That's what we're doing. That's
I guess it's regular season. But I'm wondering, can this team take the defensive philosophy that happened after the trade deadline, where right or wrong, right? I'm not a Gilbert Arenas fan at all, but I've watched some of his stuff. Like, he's like, this is a joke. This is the worst defense in the NBA. And I'm like, they're in the NBA Finals, Nimrod.
Yeah.
Like, you can say, like, Boston has a way better defense or this and that, but they've done something to make the NBA Finals. I get they're getting killed by Boston right now, but don't tell me they're not good. The stats, and he's like, stats don't mean anything. And they don't mean everything, but they do mean something. Can the Mavs this year be a top 5 to 7 defensive team all year? Last year, they were considered by statistical measures the best the last, I don't know, 8 weeks of the season.
Yes.
Can they consistently be considered throughout the year? Hey, this is a really good team. Are they better than Boston? Maybe not. Are they better than Oklahoma City? Question mark. But like, can they be in the conversation of like, I'm telling you, that's a good defensive team. To me, that's a very interesting thing with Luka and Kyrie and Klay Thompson. Can they be a really good defensive team?
Yeah, can they defend five? And I'm not saying the five position, but can they defend five? That's what Boston does. They defend five.
Yeah.
And they can do it very well. Kevin, I have two. I have one that I'm very excited about, and then one thing that I hope happens.
Okay.
Can I? Which one would you like first?
The excited one.
Lobs. There's going to be so sure. many lobs.
Agreed.
Lively, Gafford, PJ Washington even. Like, there's just going to be... That was exciting last year. Now, Derek Jones Jr. was part of it, too. What was it? Takeoff 55 or whatever, Flight 55. Like, that was a blast. But just knowing that every guy on the court knows that they can just toss the ball up near the rim and Derek Lively and Gafford are probably going to put it down is exciting as hell because... That generates points when you're not getting points. Now, it's Mike's pointed out, it's easy to take away a lot of times in the playoffs, but it can be a thing that excites your team in games too whenever you need it the most. So that right there is the thing I'm most excited about because the lob game with those two guys is a blast. The one thing I hope happens that we get one night where Clay gets 15. His record, the
15
record,
three-pointers?
The record is 14.
Okay.
But because I think he's going to have a night where he'll have a night where he's so wide open and he's just in his place, he's in the zone, the basket's the size of a trash can, he's got a tennis ball in his hand, and he's just like over and over and over. I think they'll have one of those nights that I'm hoping for we can get 15.
Okay. So what's really interesting about that...
Those both offensive things.
I wanted to throw out... Lot. This and I saw this on Bleacher Report. It was one question for every NBA team. And the question for the Mavericks kind of aligns with the last thing you were just talking about. Can they keep perspective? I feel like I've talked about this a couple of times, and people can agree, not agree. I'm just telling you. I think Klay Thompson is going to be fine in the regular season. And the idea is going to be, not to sound too much like Jerry, like we're saving him.
He wasn't good enough.
No, not that we're saving him. But Klay Thompson has a lot of postseason success to his name. And I wonder if the Mavs fan base is going to keep perspective on a Klay Thompson who looks fine with the hope of he can turn it on some more in the playoffs.
Mike, then if where he's going with that, I hope that you can help us with this. Because he's replacing Tim Hardaway Jr., right?
For the most part, yeah.
So, like, that's what just every, whenever people are like, oh, Clay's not this, remind them what Tim Hardaway Jr. was compared to what Clay is. And if they're the same, then we can be like, well, we didn't get anything different.
I'll but tell you if, what's if weird is I think Tim Hardaway Jr. has more confidence shooting a basketball than Klay Thompson.
Not earned confidence, but yeah. confidence yeah. nonetheless.
He's like, yes. I'm taking this shot. And so like that's the thing, Kevin, is if we can just remind ourselves, did we get about 2% better from yeah. this, or are we more efficient as a team offensively?
Agreed.
So I'm with the Klay Thompson thing. Like I said last week, I think it was last week, just give them at least 10 games before making a complete and total sure. decision on this was a horrible idea or not. And I'm not even saying 10 games is enough, but at least let's watch 10 regular season games to yeah. see how he kind of fits in. And I do think it will take time. I was watching NBA.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
NBA TV. And they're like, look, this is going to take him some time. I'm forgetting which former NBA player was talking about this. But he's like, he has only played in one system his whole life, and he's going to a completely different system. This is nothing like the Golden State Warriors. They said they might put in a few things similar to the Warriors to try to help out Klay at times to get him a rhythm shot that he's used to in his career. But this is going to be such a different style that they're like, to your point, Kevin, they were even saying, I think it was Vince Carter saying this. And Vince played with, I don't know, maybe at the end of his career, he might have played with all 30 NBA teams. But, like, he was just saying that it takes time, especially when you're only used to one style, one system, to go to a completely different style, completely different system with completely different teammates to really learn your role and how you're going to fit in. So he's like, it's going to take him time, but he thinks also, in the end, Klay is going to figure out, and he said about halfway through the season is probably when Klay is going to feel really comfortable in this system.
And not surprisingly, from the 903, getting to see Klay prove the haters wrong that he isn't washed now is the thing that they're most excited about this season. We get the obligatory Dwight Powell from the 817. We have a couple of votes for just not seeing Tim Hardaway Jr., which is interesting.
I guess the thing that's not as exciting as it should be, but Najee Marshall and Quentin Grimes are pieces that you can definitely get excited about because of the element that they add to this team.
Who are we going to hate? Tim Hardaway Jr. was a very polarizing
requirement? Dwight Powell,
yes, on every team. Okay. Think about this. Okay. On every team, there's a guy that's it's your team.
Yeah.
And you want him to do well, but he frustrates the living crap out of you. There's just that guy on your team, and you're like, I want him to be better. I want him to be like this. But whether it was you loved Joey Gallo or you hated Joey Gallo because of what he brought to your team. And you bring in this really last year, Aroldis Chapman. I mean, how polarizing. Like, you won the championship, but I can't stand that guy. Don't put him in. You know, and it's like, but he just got Yordan Alvarez out yesterday. Like, that was a bit, you know, like,
I'm with you.
And I'm not saying I'm trying to defend whoever right now, but right now you moved Tim Hardaway Jr. You moved Josh Green, who was a crazy-ass player who at times was awesome for you and at times devastating for you. And then Dwight Powell is on the team still, but he's not. He doesn't have a role on the team. He's not going to play. Who's the guy is it Najee Marshall? Is it Quentin Grimes? Is it because you bring in guys from other teams and you're just like, hey, I thought you were supposed to be better than this. I thought you were supposed to be for Najee Marshall. I thought you were supposed to be our guy that took over Derrick Jones Jr. and was different but as good or better, you know? So I'm wondering what guy 20 games in are we going to be like, can we take him out of the rotation?
You make it sound inevitable that it will kind of boil down to one of those two then.
No, it could be Jaden Hardy.
I was just about to ask about Hardy. Him and Omax, what steps can they take? I don't think Omax
is going to play unless there's injuries.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what if he's a wasted pick or if he's.
I think he's a tradable piece to maybe add something in February. And I'm not saying you will, but I do think he starts getting into like, hey, we don't have first round picks to trade, but we do have this guy and Jaden Hardy. And I'm not saying you're trying to move those guys, but if there's something missing or you feel like you need something else, I just don't see how Omax gets any time unless there's injuries.
Yeah. With Hardy, like, you just know he's going into the game to be an offensive burst.
Yes.
Whether it's just running as fast as he can to the basket, which he did pretty well.
Yeah. I don't hate it.
Be confident taking your threes, but he can score.
I'm excited to see this And it didn't. They did not do it in the preseason, so I don't know. This goes to Kevin and the trade deadline.
Yeah.
Is there a possibility that Gafford and Lively actually do play 3 to 5 minutes in a game together early just to see if it if there is any type of chemistry when you have two big guys on the court? Or do you go, we're not even trying it? I will give Jason Kidd this credit. It's weird. It seems like he doesn't care at all about the regular season and will maybe try things that you're like, hey, why don't we try to win this game right now? And he's like, I don't care about winning in the regular season. I care about really getting ready for the postseason, and I feel like you want to get a top three seed this year. But does he want to see this year in a regular season game, especially early on, can I play Gafford and Lively together, and does it give the other team fits when they're trying to score on us?
I think it's going to happen. I'm not promising the effectiveness of it. I think it is going to happen. It would be a short amount of time, but I think that that is going to happen. From the 214, so Mike is telling us he needs a Magoo to dislike. From another 214, PJ Washington is the player that I'm excited about this season.
Okay, good. Yeah, I am too.
I love PJ.
I feel like for PJ, I'm at the point, even watching that little preseason I watched, I kind of feel like he is who he is. Is he's going to give you a game with 22, and he's going to give you a game with 4 points. It's going to equal out to 13 to 14 points a game. It's just not a consistent around his average that he gives you.
Doesn't feel like he's not going to try defensively, though. Right. And that's something I really like about him.
Solid rebounder, boxes out, plays the game the right way. Good role player.
Great size, too, for what he does.
I'm going to put you guys to the test when it comes to that 13 to 14 that you said. Over under points per game for PJ Washington this year is 13.5.
Oh, is that the real number?
And last year he had 13. So, Mike,
for Mavs or for both teams?
Oh, good question. I think it was for both teams.
I think that number's down probably if it's the Mavs.
It was for both teams. For the Mavs, it was 11.7.
Okay, yeah, I would say closer to that.
Okay, so you're going to take the under?
Yeah, I'll say barely under. I would love... See, here's the deal. It goes back to our conversation earlier is... If you can get Luka to not want to score so much and set up his guys, and hey, man, score as much as you want late in the game. I need you late. But he loves getting 20 in the first quarter. Well, if he's getting, let's get his average to more normal, 13 in the first quarter, which is kind of an average for Luka in the first quarter. Well, the starters then, if you're going to score 30, that leaves you 17 points for the rest of the team in the first quarter. So that does hurt guys like PJ Washington. I would love to see him around the 13, but I think that would mean for Luka, he really believes I don't need to score 10 to 20 points in the first quarter.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.